The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Night alive every time that you leave, 'cause the life without you is not what I wanna live. Kill me slowly, kill me slowly. Though I see you again, that don't mean it don't sting. This is knife in the heart, love, but we've fallen in. Kill me slowly.
Yes, slowly, the House of Cards is falling, and one by one, everyone that backed Jeffrey Epstein, knowing he was a paedophile, is biting the dust. We've had Andrew Manbatten, of course, a tragic figure. Just a warning to everybody, you will be old. Even if you're young now, you will be old before you know it. And if you don't do the right thing now, very, very soon, you will be Andrew Manbatten, riding around on his horse. The only thing alive that doesn't know he's a creep. And still he's doing it in plain sight, riding on a horse. Probably a 4-year-old. And now it's Keir Starmer, who appointed Epstein's best mate, Peter Mandelson, even when he knew. He carried on being mates with him after he was released from prison from paedophilia. Or as Mandelson called it, Liberation Day. Well, it's Liberation Day for the 99% in a way. Because finally, all of these people, my goodness, Sarah Ferguson, a woman so lost in privilege, she was prepared to visit Epstein, convicted paedophile, just after he was out of prison with her own daughters. They're also lost in privilege, and this is the thing that we are slowly realising. It was never about sex. All of these people could have had sex with anyone legally. They wanted to do stuff that was against the law, because they thought they were above the law. And they were, until now. It's taken years, decades. Finally, the net is closing in. Slowly. And if that doesn't make these super rich, overprivileged criminals sweat, nothing will.